This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar is holding a meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba in New Delhi. Both ministers are expected to discuss matters pertaining to the bilateral partnership and cooperation on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Ukrainian foreign minister arrived in India yesterday on a two-day visit at the invitation of the External Affairs Minister. He is scheduled to have a number of engagements during the visit. The government has ordered mandatory declaration of stock position of wheat. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry today said traders, wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories have to declare their stock position of wheat with effect from 1st April till further orders. It said the decision has been taken in order to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The government e-market GeM has closed the current financial year with record 4 lakh crore rupees in gross merchandise value. It has doubled its GMV as compared to the previous fiscal year. Briefing media in New Delhi today, CEO of GeM, P.K. Singh, said this testifies to GeM portal's unique digital capabilities and functionalities that have facilitated greater efficiency, transparency and seamlessness in public procurement. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance today announced the seat-sharing agreement for the 40 parliamentary constituencies among Congress, RJD and left parties. According to the seat-sharing deal, Lalu Prasad-led RJD will contest 26 seats, whereas Congress will field its 9 candidates and 5 seats are given to left parties. In view of its seat distribution, the CPI-ML will contest on 3 seats and 1 each will be contested by CPI-M and CPI. The seat sharing was announced by leaders of Grand Alliance in Patna in a joint press conference. Barring some seats, Congress and RJD will contest on the same seats which were contested by these parties in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Out of 26, the RJD candidates have also filed nominations for the 4 Lok Sabha seats of Aurangabad, Nawada, Jamui and Gaya in the first phase. In Assam, electioneering is gaining momentum with the arrival of central leaders of different political parties. Sources of the state BJP said that Prime Minister and senior party leader Narendra Modi, National President J.P. Nadda, senior party leaders Amit Shah, Arjun Munda, Smriti Irani, among others, would campaign for the NDA candidates. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and party leader Sarbananda Sonowal are already campaigning in the state. Sources in the Assam Pradesh Congress Committee said the party has booked helicopters for 2nd of next month onwards. Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre, MP Rahul Gandhi, State Party President Bhupen Bora, among others, will campaign for their candidates. In Jammu and Kashmir, the youth, particularly the first-time voters, are enthusiastic to take part in the Festival of Democracy slated to commence from the next month. Elaborate security arrangements are being put into place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in the entire Union Territory for 5 Lok Sabha constituencies. Election Commission C Vigil app is a hit with voters, with over 79,000 violations reported so far through the complaint app since announcement of general elections. The EC said in a statement that over 99% complaints have been resolved and close to 89% of these complaints have been resolved within 100 minutes. At least 10 persons have been killed after the passenger railway en route to Srinagar from Jammu veered off the road and plunged into a deep gorge near Battery Chashma in Ramban district along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway today. The accident took place shortly after midnight when a vehicle carrying mostly outside labourers plunged into a thousand feet deep gorge. Local authorities swiftly arrived at the accident site. However, due to the challenging terrain, darkness and persistent rainfall in the area, rescue efforts could not be immediately taken. The Department of Telecommunication has issued an advisory to citizens that calls are being received by the citizens wherein callers in the name of Department of Telecommunications are threatening that all of their mobile numbers would be disconnected or their mobile numbers are being misused in some illegal activities. The DOT has also issued advisory about WhatsApp calls from foreign origin mobile numbers impersonating government officials and duping the people. Good Friday is being observed today all over the world, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.